Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
This segment on the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Window Nation and Frankel & Frankel. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel. Consultation, it's always free. Visit truckwreck.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live out at Globe Life Field in Arlington for Texas Rangers opening day. And right now on the line is Texas Rangers GM Chris Young. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. Happy opening day.
Now, you got to forgive us, Chris. We're eating some hurtado right now, and it's really tasty right now.
We catered hurtado up for our front office group, so I'm watching everybody in our upstairs. They're eating hurtado well. So we're got the same opening day taste here. I like it.
Is that the only reason you're not at the table with us, because you already had hurtados, or are you busy doing stuff today?
No, they're saving me a plate out there, but I'd rather talk to you guys, so thanks for having me.
Man, that's so nice. Right. I love our GM.
Yeah, absolutely. I was hoping you could kind of give us some insight about the finalization, especially of the bullpen. I know finalizing the roster any year is going to be tricky, but can you walk us through how the bullpen came together, what with the injuries and everything?
Yeah, you know, the injuries obviously played into it. With Glenn Otto, Spencer Howard, Josh Spores not being available to start the season, Jake Odorizzi as well. So, ultimately we had to kind of balance really the needs of the starting pitchers and where they are in terms of their pitch count, how they're built up. Reagans and Dunning had tremendous spring trainings, and I think having them both built up to 5-plus innings to support our starters early in the season as they get through the first couple times of the rotation. But, it was a tough choice. Joe Barlow, John King, guys with options, they pitched very well, easily could have been on the team, but ultimately we went with the group we have. But we're going to need all of them throughout the season, and hopeful that these guys who are hurt will get right soon. And nonetheless, we get off to a good start here with the group we have.
Can you give us any insight into what y'all know or are thinking about Odorizzi? Because it seems, I don't know, mysterious might be too dramatic of a word, but what is the status update about him?
Yeah, we're still trying to fully diagnose. I mean, it's just been some general arm fatigue, and every time he kind of steps on it, it goes forward for a day and then back for a few days. So, and shoulders are tricky. It's, injuries and the medical aspect of this game is, it's more of an art than a science, frankly. And having been through it, I chased shoulder injuries for about 3 years before I finally got the right diagnosis. I know he's certainly going through it right now. But we're trying to get him the right answers, and hopefully in the next couple of days, now that we're home in Arlington, he can see the right specialist, and we'll have an answer soon.
Now, Chris, we had a chance to catch up with you because Mike grabbed you in the clubhouse at spring training, and the thing that I noticed, man, is like you can see your excitement for this team, this excitement for this club. Even Ray Davis, when we got a chance to talk with him off record, but I'll throw this on record anyway. He was like,
what?
Competitiveness just bleeds out of his pores. And that's you seem competitive, and I'm kind of curious, whenever you're putting this club together, does competitiveness,
you got it.
Yeah, is
you
that one
it.
Of those things that you're like, I need that in a player, and we're going to get that out of a player?
Well, guys, it's one of our core values. I mean, we have three things that we're about as Texas Rangers. It's be a good teammate. It's dominate the fundamentals, and it's compete with passion. This game is unbelievably tough. Mike, Derek, you guys have lived it. You know how hard it is. You know how cutthroat it is. To be good at this game, you have to have a competitiveness to you, and you got to love it as well. It's hard. You know, you fail more than you succeed in this game. You got to love it. It's hard being the worst player on the field and then having to go back out there and have the confidence that you won't be the worst player the next day. So you got to love it to be able to do that. You got to be competitive, and it's a really, really main attribute that we look for in everybody, whether it's a coach, a player, a training staff member, a performance department member, or a front office member. And really, really proud of the group we have and how we embody those values.
And by passion, that passion runs the other way too when things are going bad, right? Will you get mad on some people?
Well, I think that's part of it, is that you can't be satisfied. It's part of the compete, right? Is that if you're fine when things aren't going well, then something's probably wrong with you. So you got to have that passion, that competitiveness to motivate you when things are going tough. And it doesn't mean you get angry necessarily, or you lose your temper or become emotional, but it drives you. It drives you to work harder. And certainly that's how I felt the last 2 years. It's how the entire front office has felt. I know it's how ownership has felt. And most importantly, it's how our fans have felt. Nobody wants to go through the last six seasons of what we've done in terms of our record. And, you know, we're hopeful to change that this year. Our expectation is that changes this year. And it's because our fans deserve that.
So, Chris, I know that obviously you've sat in the dugout for a lot of opening days. You've pitched in opening days, and now you're the general manager on an opening day. Can you talk about the different maybe emotions that you feel as a front office guy rather than a guy in the dugout?
You know, Mike, it's interesting. I feel a little different this year than I did the last two. And certainly different as a player. I mean, as a player, I never pitched opening day. I never got an opening day start. So you kind of get to take it in and enjoy it. The last 2 years as a general manager, I think it was more hoping. It was more hoping that we would get off to a good start, hoping that we had the right group, hoping that things would kind of go our way. This year, I have a calmness. I believe in the group we have. I believe in the leadership we have in the dugout with Boach and Mike Maddox and Will Venable and Donnie Ecker and Tim Hires and everybody else on that staff. And I believe in the group of players we have. And so it's a long season. Today's a special day. It's fun to open at home in front of a sold-out house. I'm in my office right now looking out at all the fans tailgating. I have not seen it like this here the last few years. And really, really excited. But I'm calm. I know awesome. That, you know, we're playing the long game here, and I expect to win. And I think that we've got great things ahead, regardless of the outcome today.
Well, I'm loud. sorry.
That's Derek
that got Collins. Me really bad there. It's so loud, it caught me off guard.
He's still working.
So, CY, I just wanted to put out there of how great people – I want them to see how much you really put into this to show how passionate you are. Is you went out to get the guys to help us to be successful with the – after what we've had to go through. You went and spent money the previous year. You got Seager and Simeon, then you go out and get pitching. That was one of the needs that everybody requested. You continue to keep doing that. The expectations are high. You can see it out here. How much better do you feel now going into this season versus last season?
Yeah, Derek, I mean, I feel a lot better. We knew last year, we knew the last several years, we've had holes, and we just knew that there was, you know, we had to build up the farm system. We needed some more veteran experience, winning free agents. And really, you know, it precedes me in terms of the vision. This was Ray Davis and John Daniels who put us on this path years before I came here from a financial standpoint. It's ownership's commitment, continued commitment to allow us to build through free agency while still protecting our farm system. We have not had to trade away any prospects. And, you know, I feel great about our future. I really do. I think we have the right group of guys. Derek, you've lived it. You know what a baseball town this can be. I grew up here as a Ranger fan. I just am so happy and excited for our fans to finally have a team that they can be proud of. And they've waited a while for this, and my expectation is that that will happen this season.
With that being said, too, how much do you put more into the minor league side of the analytics? I know – you know, me and you, we've been around where it wasn't as much analytics. You've got kind of the old school approach with Bochy and Maddox that don't really dive as much into it. Are you guys going to get more into the older school or older style of baseball? Or are we going to and still have the analytics? Or are we still going to be considered an analytic baseball team?
No, I mean, I think there's a balance. I think that any team that is not using analytics is at a competitive disadvantage. I think that that's just, you know, I don't think it's either or. I think it's both. And I think that you have to have elements of traditional baseball, things that have always held true and withstood the test of time, and you have to continue to improve. You have to use information to make better decisions, to give the players better resources to reach their full potential. And so it is, the analytics are never going away. It is a huge part of our organization. It will continue to be. But we also have to have the balance with the traditional methods. And I think that's the beauty of Mike, and I think that's the beauty of Boach, is that they do provide that balance. Boach wants as much information as possible. He wants the R&D team telling him the best lineups and the best matchups, and Mike wants the information in terms of the pitchers, what their strengths are, how to use their stuff. I mean, these guys crave it, and they have adjusted, they have adapted. I would not refer to them as old school, because I think that to be old school means you get passed up to some extent, and I think they have modernized, but they've still maintained the traditional methods that have worked historically, and but are still embracing new ways of getting better and improving and helping the players, and that's why they're here.
Chris Young joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I've told Mike this story before, and Kevin, when I was a kid, I remember after we got Nolan Ryan, I was out in the stands, and it was the seventh inning, and I was like, put in Nolan, and my dad had to explain what a starter was and a relief pitcher.
Nolan would do it.
But that was like, as a kid, that memory is like Nolan Ryan was the best pitcher I had ever seen. And now we have Jacob deGrom stepping on the bump for us this year. And I'm not saying expect a perfect game every time, but when he gets out there, you do have this feeling of you can see something special every fifth day.
You know, it's really, really cool that you said that, because you know, there's a piece of nostalgia that I feel as well in terms of what Nolan Ryan meant to me as a kid. He became my favorite Ranger in 1989 when he came here. I was a catcher at the time. He made me want to become a pitcher. Wow. He changed my love of baseball in terms of how I wanted to play the game, what position I wanted to play, and what it meant for me to be a Ranger fan. And, you know, in signing Jacob, I think there are a lot of parallels there. And when you have somebody who is one of the best in the world at what they do, you know that history is possible on any given night. And I'm so happy for our fans to have that experience this year. I know what it meant to me as a kid. Mike, you touched on what it meant to you. And I'm really excited and hopeful that Jacob will provide that to the next generation of Ranger fans.
I just want to see what a 6'11"-foot catcher looks like now, since you were a catcher at a younger age. Like, what do these shin guards look like on a 6'11" guy?
They were legitimately shin guards only, no knee at all.
Yeah, pitchers loved it, yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah, you throw at the guy's chin.
But that's all right. Yeah.
You throw at the guy's chin, you're like, I hit my target.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things, I know you guys are gearing up for opening day and worried about on the field, I'm kind of curious how much you track or how much you're involved in the conversations about DSG, the Diamond Sports Group, and everything like that. How much does that impact your day-to-day, either having to talk business with folks or monitor that as we go along?
Well, I'm not in the day-to-day. You know, my responsibilities are baseball operations, but there is overlap, and we're one team. We're one front office in terms of the business and the baseball side, and I think we all want the best for our fans. And so, you know, when our fans can't watch us play or don't have access to our games, or we're, you know, in this uncertain period where there may be, you know, some confusion as to what the future looks like regarding our RSN, you know, it does impact us. And I am a spokesperson for the team to a degree, and I certainly want our fans to have every bit of access to our games and to watch our team play, especially when we start winning here. So it does impact me. I'm not involved in the day-to-day, but it is important, and I'm hopeful and optimistic that there will be a good resolution soon on this.
When you look at the lineup right now, the bats that you have, and even the offense that y'all were able to produce last year. Is that enough offense to go along with the pitching? And when you made those decisions to add so much pitching, was that looking at going, hey, I think we have enough offense to do it this year?
Yeah, you know, I think we looked at the team last year offensively, and the team did produce. And I think we scored 707 runs, if I'm not mistaken, which was fifth in the American League. And, you know, that may put us middle of the pack this year. I have no idea how it's going to play out. But I did expect that we would get some internal additions that would maybe increase our offense a little bit. And, you know, one, I think the rule change benefits a number of our hitters. I think, secondly, we have Josh Young at third base, who we have expectations to probably give us a little more performance than we got out of third base last year. Left field with Robbie Grossman, Josh Smith out there. The expectation is that will give us a, produce a little more offense. And then we have Mitch Garber back behind the plate, who missed the majority of last season with an elbow injury. And even when he played, he wasn't himself given the elbow that was bothering him. So, you know, all of that considered, and I think the other aspect of this is that, you know, we have some good young players who are coming that we think can provide, you know, a positive offensive presence that maybe we've lacked the last couple of years or that we haven't really been able to tap into. So, you know, these young guys are graduating to the big leagues combined with the veteran players who are going to be positively impacted with rule change. And then just the Robbie Grossmans and Josh Smith, and then having Josh Young, I am optimistic that our offense is going to be very, very solid. I think we've got a lot of different ways that we can manufacture runs, whether it's power, average, speed. We can play small ball at times. We can, you know, we've got the power in the middle of the lineup. So I like the balance we have, and, you know, but we'll always continue to look to improve. But I am confident in the offensive bunch.
Chris, I love Cole Reagan. So we got to see him in spring training while we were there. And obviously he's made the big league club as a relief pitcher. I was wondering, because I know how tough it can be to start as a bullpen guy in a season and possibly have to adjust to being a starter due to possible injuries. I was wondering with Cole Reagans, is he a guy that you see as being a really a bullpen piece throughout the season for you? Could he bounce into the rotation when injuries do happen during a season?
Yeah, Mike, I think we'd like to have the flexibility there. I think we'd like to keep his pitch count built up at least to, you know, beyond two innings. I think we, you know, at least three innings plus at times. Now, as you know, there are times where that gets to be challenging during the season. Starters get on a roll, they go deep in games. You know, I've been the long man before, and it's hard to keep the pitch count up. So there are going to have to be ways, creative ways that we can balance that. But, you know, with he and Dunning both, keeping that pitch count up is going to be important because we're going to need them in the rotation at some point. There may be somebody else who really emerges as an internal option from AAA at some point. But, you know, those guys, I think just having the flexibility is great to start the season, and we'll evaluate, you know, probably week to week or every couple of weeks as we go here and where they are and what the needs are.
Talk with Texas Rangers GM Chris Young right here on 105 Through the Fan as we're about 90 minutes away
first
pitch. I know you mentioned it. I was hoping you could expand just a little bit for anybody who missed the article, the unique situation of Kamar going to high A as opposed to double A. You talked about how it had nothing to do with Jack Leiter, which is what I first supposed. Can you walk us through kind of the thought process of putting Kamar Rocker into high A ball to start the season?
Yeah, and really, as I've said, with all of our players, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And I think that just given, you know, kind of the nature of his path into professional baseball, having to sit out a year, having a shoulder surgery, that we just want to set him up for success and start him in an environment where we can continue to ease him in. We felt Jack was in a different place last year. So they really are two different people. They're kind of independent of one another. You know, I think that we make the best decision we can for each player in terms of setting them up for success. And with Kumar, we felt like this is the best way to go. He's an elite competitor. He had a really good spring. I was excited to see the way he's thrown the ball this spring. And, you know, my anticipation is that he's not there long, but it'll help him get his feet wet in professional baseball, and we'll go from there.
Well, hey, CY, happy opening day, and we are so proud of your Princeton basketball team. Corey knew they'd make it to the Sweet 16.
I did,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I picked them.
So.
Well, I can't tell you how much fun that was. It killed me not to get to Louisville to see them. That was, you know, maybe once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but I was so proud of Princeton hoops. And actually, I think their coach, Mitch Henderson, may be coming to the game on Sunday night. He is a huge baseball fan. He's in town or in Texas for the Final Four. I think he may shoot up here and get to come hang with Boach and the boys for a night. And so if you guys are here, you might get to meet him.
Well, and hopefully when he asks if you pick them on Sunday, you'll be able to tell him yes. That's up to you to figure out. Thank you very much.
Always with my heart.
Thank you very much, good sir. Best of luck not only today, but all throughout the season.
Guys, happy opening day. Have a great year. Thanks for all the support. We'll see you soon.
Woo,
there you go, Texas Rangers general manager.
I love that guy.
Chris Young.
I made sure he knew.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. But you know what the beauty of opening day is? You know what the beauty of being the home of the Texas Rangers, going to spring training, creating these relationships? Coming up next, Texas Rangers Hall of Famer Ian Kinsler.
I love that we've been doing this the whole
hey,
offseason.
Hey, did you hear that? People
like
are pumped.
That, man. Let's
we'll
go.
Do that.
Yeah!
Right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.